July 23, 1926. Fears of being left by Jesus. One who lives in the divine will loses every way out. Neither can Jesus leave her, nor can she leave Jesus. The creation is mirror, the divine will is life. After much waiting and longing for the coming of my sweet Jesus, I was thinking to myself, how shall I go on, if the one who forms my life leaves me alone and abandoned? How can I possibly live? And if I do live? Because now I understand how it is not the pains that make one die. If it were so, after so many of his privations I would be dead. At the most, they make one feel death, but they are unable to give it. They make one live as though under a press, squeezed, crushed, but the Supreme Will alone has the power of death. But while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior and made himself seen with a little gold chain in his hands, delighting in making a pass between me and himself, in such a way that we remained bound together. And with love and goodness, all paternal, he told me, "My daughter, why do you fear that I may leave you? Listen, I cannot tolerate this fear in you. You must know that the condition in which I have placed you, the sea of my will that flows inside and outside of you, to which, voluntarily, not by force, you gave yourself, has expanded its boundaries so much that neither I nor you will find the way out. So, if you want to leave me, you will not find the way, and as much as you may go around, you will always go around within the endless boundaries of my will. More so, since your acts done in it have closed every way out for you. And if I wanted to leave you, I could not, because I would not know where to go to place myself outside of the boundaries of my will. My will is everywhere, and wherever I might go, I would always find myself together with you. At the most, I act like someone who possesses a large house, and since he loves someone else who is inferior to him, in mutual agreement, one takes the house and the other goes. Now, since the house is large, he ranges about and moves around within his house. The other person loses sight of him and laments, but wrongly, if the house belongs to him, how can he leave her? One does not leave his own things. So, either he will come home soon, or maybe he is already there, in some apartment of his own house. Therefore, since I have given you my will as your house, how can I leave you and separate from it? As powerful as I am, in this I am impotent, because I am inseparable from my will. At the most I range within my boundaries and you lose sight of me, but it is not that I leave you. And if you went the round within our boundaries, immediately you would find me. So, instead of fearing, wait for me, and when you least expect it, you will find me all clasped to you. After this, I was doing my usual acts in the supreme volition, and the whole order that one must have in the divine will, what one must do and where one can reach, in sum, everything that Jesus himself has taught me, became present before my mind. So I thought to myself, how will creatures be able to do all this? If it seems to me that I, who draw from the source, don't do everything, leave many things behind and do not reach that height that Jesus tells me, what must it be for those who will draw from my tiny little fount? And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, of the many things that I created in creation, you do not use nor enjoy all of them, and many others you do not know. But if they don't serve you, they serve others. If you are not the one who enjoys them and knows them, others do enjoy them and know them. And if creatures don't take everything, all things still serve my great glory, and to make known my power, my majesty, my great love. And the multiplicity of many created things makes known the wisdom, the value of the divine maker, who is so skillful that there is nothing he cannot do. Now, if in the creation of the world he released so many things which were to serve man's nature, and which were to be like a mirror in which, by reflecting himself in it, man was to recognize his creator, and all created things were to be paths through which he could return to the paternal womb from which he came, Much more necessary is it to make known more things about the kingdom of my will, which is to serve as life of the soul, and as the center in which God must have his throne. Now, the multiplicity of the things I have made known to you serves to show what this divine will is, how there is nothing more important, more holy, more immense, more powerful, more beneficial, and which is the virtue of giving more life than it does. All other things, as good and holy as they may be, are always in the secondary order. It alone has always the first place, and wherever it is not present, there cannot be life. So, the many knowledges about my will serve my will itself as glory and triumph, and will serve the creatures as path to find life and to receive it. The height and immensity of my will serve creatures so as to never let them stop, but always move forward in order to reach it as much as they can. And the multiplicity of these knowledges will serve the freedom of each one to take what they want. In fact, each knowledge contains life. If the veil of each knowledge is broken, they will find in it, as queen, the life of my will. The more they take and do, the more the life of my will grow in them. Therefore, be attentive in manifesting the qualities, the infinite riches it possesses, so that the heaven of my will may be more beautiful, more charming, more majestic, as indeed it is, than the heaven of creation. So that, enraptured by its beauty, by the goods it contains, all may yearn to come to live in the kingdom of my will.